So I'm just going to read a couple of verses this evening from Philippians. I'm going to read from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Bible says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Father, we thank you that we can all be here tonight. Father, I just pray, Lord, that you would just calm my nerves, Father, and just help me to present the message that you've given to me and bring everybody home safely. And we pray and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So just a few things from these couple of verses, which are always very helpful verses. Starting in verse number 4, where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." So the word rejoice, the defined is to feel or show joy or delight. So you need to always be excited for God. After some cases, people find it hard to be excited because, you know, bad things happen. We all understand that. But everybody wants to point their finger at God like he's the bad guy, and he's not. And but if you really look at it, there's so many things that we can rejoice for. Like, how many people on a daily basis are just rejoiceful just for their salvation in general? I mean, the biggest thing that we can accomplish through him is salvation, and people kind of become, you know, it's like once you get to that point and rejoice for it, then people are just kind of, they're dead after that. And also when it comes to a church, if you're at a dead church, then it's not gonna last very long. Because if people are coming to a church and there's like fiery preaching and everybody's just like, you know, dead silent, it kind of has that eerie feeling to it. Now, not everybody's going to be hooting and hollering and screaming amen. I know, I think it is Randy Taylor, that when he's one of them, when they're talking, they say amen, like that hint, like, hey, you should be saying it. You know, like he's got someone off to the side with a flashcard, you know, like amen, applause. Some places you got to do stuff like that. But we could be rejoiceful that we're alive. Without God, we wouldn't be here. Those of you that are in here, you wouldn't have your wives, you wouldn't have your children. We could do without Pastor Wilman, but I can joke with him like that because I know he can beat me up, but I know he won't, because then he has to take my position. So that's smart thinking right there. That's called using it to your advantage. But just the things we have. And people are just kind of, you know, people are so numb to it. They have, you have situations like COVID. You have the hurricanes. Everybody points their finger at God. Well, this is God's fault. No, it's not. It's our fault. They say, well, why would God let something like this happen? You know, well, like with, you know, when Mother Nature kind of goes on her course. But since the beginning, God gave us a free will. So we're suffering from our own stupidity, not something that God is doing. And people always want to blame God for everything, but you can't always be distraught in a time of, you know, when everything's not going right. Verse number 5, "Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand." Don't freak out like I was doing before I came up here. It's having self-control when everything goes south. Like when you're driving down the road and you have a tire blowout. Yeah, you're going to freak out, because if you're doing 60 miles an hour and you have a blowout, you're not going to be, you know, praise the Lord. you're not going to be too thrilled to jump to that first amen when you hear your tire blowing out. But in places like at work, when things happen and everybody freaks out and you just have that one person that's being very calm, that's an example of moderation. My wife has confronted me about it before when a lot of stuff in life hits us hard, and she wonders how I can just, you know, calmly just sit there at the dinner table like nothing's even happening. I said, well, One, you just really try not to think about it, but that's just the moderation that I've kind of trained myself to do, because if you've been through a lot, you kind of handle life a little bit differently. Because Pastor and I kind of come from similar backgrounds, so we know a lot of times those rougher roads. So when things get presented to you, we can handle that sometimes a little bit differently, because either you've already been through it or you've been through worse. And it's that mindset that never seems to leave you, which I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. Pastor and I, we can almost talk to each other without even having to say words. It's kind of hilarious. If you see us looking back and forth at each other and we just start laughing, we're not talking to each other through our minds, which would be cool, but yeah, I wouldn't want Pastor in my mind either, as long as, especially the other way around. So don't freak out. Don't be worried when a bad situation happens. First thing we always need to do when something goes south or something goes wrong and unplanned is you need to take a step back, breathe, and, God, you're in control. What do you want me to do? Because not all bad things are happening for bad reasons. A lot of them can be used as God preparing us, like the Wilmots had given their story that New Jersey prepared you guys for Bucyrus, that if they didn't go through Jersey first, which I know they didn't want to go to Jersey. Nobody wants to go to Jersey. I mean, whether it's the ministry, vacation, even flying through it, I mean, it's just... be like kind of Wizard of Oz and just kind of tap your shoes and off home we go. But when things happen, especially in my life, that's what you have to have that mindset that, this is happening for a reason, that, you're being prepared. The Bible says that you're supposed to train up a child in the way they should go. So being with Belle as her father, I'm training her the way that this Bible tells me I need to. So there's going to be situations that she's going to go through because she's being trained, she's being taught and prepared for those situations. So as God is our Heavenly Father, why couldn't we see that as the same situation, that He's training us because He has something prepared for us that we don't know about, but He's bringing these trials into our life so that we can be prepared. That's why you shouldn't always freak out when something happens. Just the thought of God has something planned for me, so I need to stand back, breathe, and see what He wants me to do. Last verse here, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Ask nicely. We don't tell God that we want or need anything. He's not Santa Claus. Some people treat Him like Santa Claus. If they write the big list down and it's the gimme, gimme, but then if they don't get it, they get mad at Him. And if they do get it, then, you're not thankful. As in, we need to recognize when our prayer is answered, that if we're going to ask for something and God gives it to us, we need to be thankful when we get it, if we realize it. That kind of that term, God, or He giveth, He taketh away. You can kind of be that same purpose. If I buy something for you and you don't like it, I can easily take it back to the store. It's kind of the same thing here with God. God's not there for that break glass in case of an emergency. He's there for us all the time. It says He will never leave us nor forsake us. So when we need something, we need to ask God. But it says with supplication, by asking humbly. We shouldn't always ask for our wants. We need to ask for what our needs are. But He already knows what our needs are. But He's waiting for us just to ask Him for them. Of God, these are some things that are coming up. Could you please help me? Not, hey, I need this right now. Give it to me. It's not going to happen. You're going to get slapped by God is what's going to happen. So the first point again, so rejoice. Always be excited for God. Always just be excited for the things of God, what He gives us, what He, just the life that we could live so freely. Number two, having self-control. as in, again, don't freak out. Just make sure that we always just take every situation humbly, where we know that God's in control. Because if you stress out about it, then it can completely destroy the whole situation. It can make matters worse. And then the last one, asking nicely, just remember that God is there for our every need, and he's just waiting for us to ask him humbly, and just, you know, just to talk to us and have that relationship with us. So thank you.